NBC takes pride in offering another concert in miniature, bringing you the fresh creative efforts of Stan Kenton and his select group of musicians that present their conception of the modern idiom of American jazz. This program is coming to you tonight direct from the world-famous Hollywood Palladium, America's finest dining, dancing, and entertainment center. And now, here is your conductor, modern America's man of music, the maestro himself, Stan Kenton.
Thank you for the reception very much. Are you tuning up? That was Frank Rossellino. Did you realize we were on the air? Did you think this was the warm-up? This is it. We are on the air right now, and it's going all over the East, and we do hope that you people listening in will enjoy what we've chosen. Some of the stuff you will hear, you've heard before, and some of it is new, and did you understand that this is the real broadcast, you know? This is the rehearsal. This is it. And speaking of not rehearsing, let's play the arrangement that we have rehearsed a number of times. It's number 264, and it's marked in blue letters. Stan, think of a beat, and I'll think of a beat, and you see what you can do with it, and let's not wind up this thing beat. Here's a thing called Sweet. Faster than I had figured, but thank you very much for taking the beat that I gave you, because you have no idea what a blow to my ego and my emotional system it is when you change it. I appreciate your taking it and doing what you did with it. You know, there have been, for centuries, I won't even announce it that way. I'll say, Lee Konitz, would you step out here, please? You did such a magnificent job here a couple of weeks back of introducing this thing. I think that I'd like to say, tell us all you can about it.
This composition was conceived by one William J. Russo, fourth trombonist. It's called My Lady.
It's called My Lady, and you're going to play it, and you play alto saxophone, and he looks in a very good mood tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so you should hear some real warm sounds. Shake my hand. Thank you very much. Did you say hello to the orchestra tonight?
Okay.
Fine. You said that already. Lee, it's yours.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lee Konitz, for that composition. Incidentally, it will be released soon as a part of an album called New Concepts of Artistry and Rhythm. It should be on the market just in a few weeks now. As long as there seems to be personality night, Count, step in, will you, please? Have you had a nice day?
Yes, very nice, thank
you.
Did
you get a nice rest after all of those records yesterday that we made?
Yes, I did.
Rehearsal the day before and the records the day before that?
Uh-huh.
What did you do to rest today?
I slept.
Oh, that's a
about
nice way.
12 hours.
Nice way to rest.
Isn't that, though?
Yes. Have you had a nice time in California?
Very lovely, thank you.
You have?
Yeah.
That's good. You anxious to get back to New York?
Yes.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
We all are, I guess. Count, do you mind spinning this thing again? You used to hang around with a trumpet player called Shorty Rogers. You played together with Woody Herman, and where else did you? Where'd you meet Shorty?
Oh, I met him years ago, I believe in 44.
44?
When I was with Woody Herman.
When you were with Woody Herman, you met Shorts?
He was with Red Norville at the time.
That's right. That's about the time I met him, I think. This thing called Round Robin. When one trumpet player writes for another, the Count here is going to play this trumpet player's composition that he wrote called Round Robin and presented to this other... I'm kind of mixed up, Count. Let's just hear Round Robin. Stan Levy, the beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Composition, Round Robin. You know, we have played so much of the Cuban music with Spanish flavor, that we have tried to present some of it in a very authentic manner. And, of course, some we don't boast of authenticity at all. We merely state and admit that it's a mixture of Cuban jazz and American jazz, but every once in a while we like to present it in its proper manner. So if you don't mind, I'd like to introduce Reuben McFall here, who will explain things in his own fashion and introduce this next number, and so you'll kind of feel the Spanish mood. Reuben, would you explain it?
Yeah, muchas gracias, Stan. Esta es una composición de Bill Russo. Este es un mambo en jazz, por favor.
Ruben, tell them who's going to play it.
La orquesta de Stan Ken va a tocar esta composición.
Is that all now?
Con un trombón solo, Frankie Rossellino.
Yes.
Alto saxophone, Lee Konitz.
Oh, yes, he plays alto saxophone.
And poquito... por Cachón, Stan Levy, esta es Francesca.
Oh, Ruben, it's a magnificent job. Thank you very much. I feel it myself. Frank, Señor Rosalino, can you speak Spanish? Just a couple of words.
I don't speak Italian.
You don't, you can't speak any Spanish?
Me no speak no Spanish.
What do you speak? Do you speak, what is Rosalino? Swedish name?
Italian.
Can you speak Italian? Oh, that's the most beautiful Italian I've ever heard. That's wonderful. Thank you very much for this. What do we got here? A UN thing going? Francesca. Thank you very much. I guess you were overcome with your Spanish. Did you think of something in Spanish you'd like to have said too there, Lee? And you, a couple of open beats. I see. We might as well maintain this thing. Continue a little further. Here is a thing that most of you that have followed our music are getting pretty familiar with. This also has been recorded and will be released as a part of this Concepts album, too, that is coming out shortly. I'll introduce this myself because I want to be certain that we, as I said before, make no mistakes. This is not really authentic Cuban music, nor is it authentic American jazz. This is a kind of a Cuban-American stew. No, that's not a very dignified way to present it. Please forgive me. You have a word, we'll get out here. Never mind. This is the thing that was called Cuban Night, but we prefer to call it the 23 degrees north, 82 degrees west. Clever, isn't it? We'll be right back. Edgar, gentlemen, we have a little time here on our hands. I'd like it if you'd get out number 290 while I explain about it and a few other things. This evening, ladies and gentlemen, is our next to last night of our stay here at the Palladium. We close tomorrow evening, and then the orchestra of Ralph Flanagan opens here Tuesday night. We start on a tour. We have a hop clear from here to Vancouver, British Columbia, for Tuesday night. Next Tuesday, we play there with a thing called The Biggest Show of 1953 with Nat King Cole, Louis Jordan, June Hutton, some acts. We proceed down to Seattle, Portland, then on to Oakland, San Francisco, here in Los Angeles again at the Shrine on the 9th, then San Diego. Then we are packing and leaving for the East, and we'll be doing one-nighters down through Texas and eventually back into Chicago once more at the famed spot that creates and produces so much jazz called the Blue Note in Chicago. Q. This is a new number here that one of Russo's things, a little bit different than we generally play here, a little bit different feeling, I should say, and I'd like to suggest the fellas that we played a bit slower. I think I kicked it too fast the other night. So let's play it a little bit slower. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope that you enjoy this rather unique linear type thing with three trombones participating. If you know the guys real well, you'll be able to identify their sound. Russo plays the first solo. He's followed by Bob Burgess. Then the third one to play is Frank Rossellino. Then they have a lot of interplay between the three of them. And in about 3.5 minutes, we wind up with a chord on this thing that's called Esthete on Clark Street. Sometime if you get close to Russo, he'll explain it to you. This unusual thing called a Esthete on Clark Street. As sometimes happens when you witness the performance of a great motion picture or a documentary radio program or something. There'll be a portion near the end of the affair when credits are given, so we'd like to give the credits on this concert miniature this evening, and they'll sound something like this. We say, ladies and gentlemen, what you've just heard is called a concert miniature featuring the Stan Kenton Orchestra. The drums were played by Stan Levy, first trumpet played by Buddy Childers, first trombone by Bob Burgess. Vinnie Dean played the first alto saxophone, and of course on bass was Don Bagley and guitar Sal Salvador. Arrangements tonight were by Bill Russo, Shorty Rogers, and Pete Rugolo. This evening we have decided, gentlemen, that it might be nice if we kind of signed our name, musically speaking, to this concert miniature. So, Stan, will you drape a cymbal roll on us while I drape a downbeat on the orchestra while they drape some musical sounds all mixed up together to sound like artistry and rhythm. Stan? The policy of this particular series is to have the NBC announcer, or in this case this evening, the Platinum announcer, to come on the air and introduce me, and they allow me, NBC does, to explain about the music, and they are pretty wonderful to us. If the fellows have something they want to say, they get it off their chest. But there's always that time when me not being a professional radio announcer, insecurity sometimes will prevail so much that I'll grab a guy by the shoulder and I'll say, Mr. Announcer, in this case Warren Miles, would you do something at the moment?
Stanley, I would like to ask a little request. You played your theme, but you didn't play all of it. Now, what happened to all those Latin rhythms you have in that theme?
Well, I'll tell you, Warren, we had so much Latin music on the program this evening that I don't want the people to think that I'm going to change my name to Stan Lopez or Stan Martinez. So what I think would be nice, Warren, if I took this opportunity here to thank you very much for all of the broadcasts that you've done for us here this stay at the Palladium, and I wish you luck next week when you start working with Ralph Flanagan. Incidentally, do you know Ralph?
No, I don't know him personally, Stan, but I hope to...
You haven't worked with him before here?
No, I haven't, Stan.
Well, he's a great guy. You just tell him that Stan said he was a great guy, and if he doesn't mind, please send me the $3 that he owes me, because I...
Okay, and I'll personally collect it for you.
Will you then?
Okay.
I appreciate
I'll
it very much.
I'll be your agent on that.
If you'd send it... Okay, you're busy, aren't you?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, for the last 30 minutes, you have been entertained by Stan Kenton and his great orchestra as they brought you their concert in miniature program, fresh interpretations of modern America's jazz. This concert has come to you direct from the world-famous Hollywood Palladium through the facilities of the National Broadcasting Company. This is Warren Miles bidding you one and all good night for Stan Kenton and all the boys in the band.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.